State Health Director Will Humble said the figure reflects how much the state's 71 dispensaries sold in 2013. But he pointed out that most did not open their doors until late in the year. And prior to that, medical marijuana users were entitled to grow their own. Now, with dispensaries statewide, Humble said all that self-grow should go away, and lots more sales this year will go through dispensaries where they can be recorded.
It could be 7 to 10 tons, metric tons. So I think we're probably going to see at least a doubling and maybe tripling of the quantities that are bought at dispensaries in 2014 when compared to 13.
The report also found that Friday is the busiest day for marijuana sales, followed closely by Saturday. Humble won't comment on why, but he said it's likely impossible to create a program where only those who need the drug can get it.
Well, I think we have a hybrid program, to be honest with you. We've done everything that we have been able, that we could possibly do within the structure of the law that was passed by the voters to try to keep it as medical as we can. There's obviously recreational patients in the system.
Humble also found that, on a per capita basis, there are more medical marijuana users in Yavapai, Gila, and Coconino counties than the rest of the state. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.